I want to show you the moment that Vice President J.D. Vance is asked if he's going to apologize to the family of Alex Preti for the comments that were spewed by him and his administration in the hours following the execution of Preti in the streets of Minneapolis. Remember, Stephen Miller tweeted out, quite literally an hour after Alex Preti was murdered, quote, "An assassin tried to murder federal agents, and this is your response." And then J.D. Vance, the Vice President of the United States, decided to boost that post before the investigation was even launched. So, yes, blame does fall on both J.D. Vance, Stephen Miller, Donald Trump, Kristi Noem, Caroline Leavitt, all of the top officials who were spewing this apocalyptic, escalatory rhetoric when we only had, like, one grainy angle of the shooting, and then more angles came out, more investigations came out, more eyewitness reports came out, and we learned that this was an actual execution. Let's watch this clip, then I want to show you more clips of J.D. Vance in just one moment, starting here.
Did you plan to apologize to the family of Alex Preti?
For what?
For, you know, labeling him an assassin with ill intent.
Well, again, I just described to you what I said about Alex Preti, which is that he's a guy who showed up with ill intent to an ICE protest.
No, but if it is determined, if it's determined that his civil rights were violated by this FBI investigation, will you apologize to that?
So if this hypothetical leads to that hypothetical leads to another
hypothetical, it's a real case,
will I
open.
Do a thing? And again, like I said, we're going to let the investigation.
I'm sorry, but I hate when Republicans do this. You know, I go in a lot of debates with Republicans, and I always pose very real questions like, hey, what if Donald Trump begins to tamper with the midterm election? And they're like, oh, all these hypotheticals and hypotheticals. No, these are very, very real scenarios that are based on data that has happened in the past. So the hypothetical that this guy posed, the Daily Mail reporter, who actually does a decent job in pushing back, he goes, hey, what if the civil rights of Alex Preti were violated, and that comes out in this investigation being pursued by the Civil Rights Division after multiple people resigned? And J.D. Vance literally cannot answer. In fact, J.D. Vance tries to ascribe ill intent to Alex Preti by saying he went to an ICE protest with bad intent.
Ashton, with ill intent.
Well, again, I just describe to you what I said about Alex Preti, which is that he's a guy who showed up with ill intent to an ICE protest.
No, but we have no evidence of this whatsoever. We have no evidence of his intent. If you're going to say anybody who is carrying a weapon has ill intent, then you are going to piss off a lot of Americans who actually care about the Second Amendment. As Ken Martin points out, J.D. Vance had the opportunity to be a normal human being and show some empathy for the family of a man who was murdered. To nobody's surprise, he's doubling down on being an asshole. This brings me to a clip of J.D. Vance talking to Megyn Kelly about an event that happened yesterday in the Oval Office. By the way, make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. It is the best way to boost this video, and it genuinely means the world to me. We are punching back against MAGA every single day, and we're all in this together. But yesterday, Caitlin Collins was essentially berated in a sexist manner by Donald Trump, who was asking, why don't you smile more? Why isn't there a smile on your face? Which is quite literally one of the oldest sexist tropes in the book, the old creepy guy in the office telling the young woman to smile a bit more. Except he does this in front of all of the press, and then J.D. Vance laughs about it in an interview afterwards. Let me show you this clip.
On the Epstein files, you talked about Democrats who were in there. Elon Musk was also in there, and so was your Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, and correspondence that he had with him. Did you read those new files that were published by the Department of Justice?
I have a lot of things I'm doing, and a lot of things I'm doing. I don't know. You mentioned two names. I'm sure they're fine. Otherwise, it would have been major headlines.
A lot of women who are survivors of Epstein's are unhappy with those redactions that came out. Some of them, entire witness interviews are totally blacked out. Do you think that they should be more transparent?
Well, they're also unhappy with the fact that they thought they released too much. You know, I heard that. And you're telling me something else. So, I think it's really time for the country to get onto something else. Really. You know, now that nothing came out about me, other than it was a conspiracy against me, literally, by Epstein and other people. But I think it's time now for the country to maybe get onto something else.
But what would you say to people who feel like they haven't gotten justice, Mr. President?
Something that people care about. Yeah, what did you say? Go ahead.
What would you say to the survivors who feel like they haven't gotten justice?
You are the worst reporter. No wonder CNN has no ratings because of people like you. You know, she's a young woman. I don't think I've ever seen you smile. I've known you for 10 years. I don't think I've ever seen a smile
on
your face.
Well, I'm asking you about survivors.
You know why you're not smiling? Because you know you're not telling the truth. And you're a very dishonest organization.
I'm sorry she's not smiling while asking you about survivors and while pointing out that basically most people in your administration are mentioned somewhere in the files, everywhere from Howard Nutlick to your new Fed chair pick to Elon Musk to you yourself to Melania Trump, over and over just mentioned in the files. Even J.D. Vance's mentor and tech oligarch benefactor Peter Thiel was mentioned in the files. Let's move on to this J.D. Vance clip where he's talking about Caitlin Collins.
There was a moment in the Oval Office, I wasn't even in there, but you know, I was in the West Wing, and somebody sent me where he was talking to Caitlin Collins, who's the CNN anchor. And I have like a decent relationship with Caitlin Collins, which is unusual given that she's from CNN, but the president, she's asking a question. The president says, why don't you ever smile?
Yeah.
And it's actually like so perceptive, even if you're asking a tough question.
That's one word for it, perceptive. I think the word would be kind of derogatory towards a female reporter.
And it's actually like so perceptive, even if you're asking a tough question, even if you take your job very seriously, like why does it always have to be so antagonistic?
Well, I laughed because I saw online everybody was calling him sexist for saying that. And I literally said the same thing about Caitlin Collins a year ago on my show. She never smiles. Yes. Every once in a while, you have to smile. Roger Ailes used to tell us that. Every Absolutely. Once in a while, you get remember smile, show
Just
the viewers
have,
that you have a heart.
Have some fun.
I mean, Caitlin Collins does smile a lot on her show, but it's not even about her. It's not even about that. The idea that the reporters in the Oval Office, the journalists, owe a smile to Donald Trump, who for the past 10 years in politics has sued them, berated them, called them fake news, oftentimes kicked them out, and then launched more lawsuits against their parent companies, against Rupert Murdoch, the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, against PBS, against 60 Minutes, against CNN in the past, against ABC, lawsuit after lawsuit. So one man is yielding his power in a relentless way to shut the media up, and then he asks, why aren't you smiling at me? Why aren't you smiling at me, Caitlin Collins, after he spent the past decade deriding the same exact media that's standing around him? Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't think anyone wants to deal with the man who's going off like this.
What would you say to the survivors who feel like they haven't gotten justice?
You are the worst reporter. No wonder CNN has...
Why can't you smile at me while you're asking me about the potential alleged sexual assault survivors of you and your buddy Jeffrey Epstein? J.D. Vance will sit there until the end of days and smile and play defense for Donald Trump's most disgusting moments.
What's the most absurd thing about Washington?
Oh, that's a very tough thing to answer.
So many to choose from.
The thing that's absurd, just from our personal perspective, is that whenever I go anywhere, I'm surrounded by a motorcade of like 20, 30, 40 cars, right? And so just you get like this amazing mixture of people, like you know, tourists from Kansas or Ohio who are so sweet and nice as you're driving through Washington, D.C. And then you get like the really angry, kind of crazy radical who's running after your car, flipping you off.
Can I just point out that this is the least funny, least charismatic human being I've ever seen? It's actually kind of rich that J.D. Vance is the one telling Caitlin Collins to lighten up and be more of a human being or be more relatable or whatever he was implying, when he is the least relatable person to enter American politics in literal decades.
And just like the performative politics of Washington and a lot of the people who live in Washington is very weird to me. I think it's a town of people where it's like everything is kind of transactional, but people try to pretend that it's not. And I think that really warps things.
Is he talking about his own president? Is he talking about Donald Trump in this clip? I'm gonna leave it there. J.D. Vance is a shapeshifter who is the type of transactional politician he's trying to call out. And we've seen that throughout these clips, the way that 10 years ago, he would suck up to people like Caitlin Collins in a world where he's doing his press tour for Hillbilly Elegy. I mean, I don't think he talked to Caitlin Collins a decade ago, but he was so nice with liberal media. He was so nice with these types of people. Now he's turned, he's flipped, and he's that exact type of shapeshifter. Love you all. See you in the next video. Peace out.